He thinks he should go to China, you know.
I know, and there's something to be said for it, Mr. President.
Well, I'm not going to mention to anybody, and don't you. But what I'm going to do is to just take a look at the list, and at the last, I'll strike some aid, you know, or military guy, and just may have him go. Because basically, I mean, maybe every day we just may have to be worked over.
But this may be the toughest workout, just in terms of length and having to be constantly on your toes.
Right.
That you'll have.
Any of us will ever have. It'll be good for you, it'll be good for me. We've all got to be up. Also, he could be a fellow that could do other things. You know, he could do the press. And, you know, he's great with everybody.
On the Rockefeller campaign, they traveled with Dr. He was terrific with the press, you know, lounged around and relaxed. And he could also take care of the
What I was thinking of with regard to the options, and I want you to know that I'm supposed to work on them now. Maybe we have to really put it to the Russians and say that we feel that under the circumstances that we have to cancel the flight.
No, I wouldn't do that yet.
No?
That's too drastic at this point.
Well,
I think, Mr. President,
I want you to know I'm prepared. Because if these people are, we've got to look it down the road. The things that you've got, you got a minute now?
Yeah.
The things that we've got to consider are these. One, the cost of this of letting this go down the drain. All right, that'll be great. Right. And then doing the other things. Then on the other hand, we've got to figure that if we play this out, the fact that we may not be around after the election. We have to just figure simply as that. And it's a tough goddamn decision. And yet on the other hand, being around after the election, if everything is down the drain, doesn't make any difference.
Mr. President, if we play it out toughly, my conviction, this may go down the drain. But if we play it out toughly, we will get some compensation somewhere. And you can go to Moscow with your head up. If you just let it go down the drain, the Moscow summit may not be worth having. That's the reluctant view. I mean, after all the anguish we've gone through setting this thing up, nobody wants to jeopardize it either.
We might say this, for example, and I'll do the note to express it myself, but I'll look at what my thought is to say that I was very pleased with Secretary Stantz's conversations. I was very pleased with the conversations we had regarding the Middle East, leave and progress and salt. But it's hard for me to understand that all of this could be jeopardized by this area of the world, but it is being jeopardized. The circumstances, I think we have to take a look at it. We have to choose as to what we want to do here.
But see? That's what we've already attempted to debate. I don't believe, Mr. President, the major problem now is that the Russians retain their respect for it. If they're going to play it into an absolute showdown, then the summit was worth having anyway. If they want a relaxation with us, we can give them plenty of way down.
Now, with regard to the ways out, though, the missing thing here is what we want as a way out. In other words, what do we say to them? What is the method of settlement? We can't say go back to the status quo ante. We can say, well, get the hell out of West Pakistan, leave it alone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
At this stage, we have to prevent an Indian attack on West Pakistan.
That's right.
That is the major.
Right.
We have to maintain the position of withdrawal from all of Pakistan. But that's something that will get watered down as the Fed actually is announced.
Right.
But we have to prevent West Pakistan from being attacked.
And we've got to say that we have a treaty, we can say.
But it's a little premature yet to make the move. They still owe you an answer to your letter, to your previous letter.
Right.
And therefore, we have to hold it up a bit. But I think, I believe, Mr. President, we can come out of this. If they maintain their respect for us, even if we lose, we existing flow in the Middle East, the people
yeah.
to talk to anybody.
Well, don't underestimate the fact that if by good chance the Congress gets out this week and we smack North Vietnam pretty strongly, that'll be somewhat of a message to these people.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. Although we ought to time it, if we send a message to the Chinese, to leave a little interval between the message and smacking them so that they don't think we use it as a pretext to get at Vietnam.
Yeah, I think the message to the Soviets
is more important now.
At the moment, isn't it? You'll have the, what time do you want to be ready to talk? I have the morning. You won't have to be there. I mean, I've let Wallers go.
No, I have a last meeting.
Well, the Wallers and I handle the whole thing.
Yeah, I could do it. I'm seeing Conley at 11. I could do it any time after 11.
Well, I'll be there.